The WP issued a statement on 26 April. I had also referred to this earlier in the context of DeRoss. There are two concerns with the WP statement. First, on the timing, and second, on the substance. On timing, foreign influence is a serious matter. It is even more serious in the middle of a campaign. So, given the gravity of the matter, it would have been better if the WP had issued its statement immediately without waiting until after MHA-ELD had issued their statement. On the substance, the WP statement did not clearly reject foreign influence or the foreign endorsement of its candidates. What it said was that the WP had no control over what others said. After the WP statement was issued, Mr. Singh made further statements on 26 April. At a doorstop interview, he said that he stood behind the message in MHA-ELD statement. That made the WP's position clearer. Then finally, at a rally speech later that evening, which took place after the Prime Minister's press conference, Mr. Singh went further and gave the WP's clearest statement on the matter. He said that he categorically rejected the involvement of any foreign element whatsoever in Singapore's domestic politics, and two, that the WP does not need the support of any foreign element. It would have been better if the WP had said this right from the start, responding directly and promptly to what the past leaders had said. The WP did so after the Prime Minister had called on all parties to make their position on foreign influence clear and clearly and categorically reject foreign endorsements of their candidates. We hope that in future, political parties will immediately reject any such attempt to interfere in our political process. If this is not done immediately, clearly, and unequivocally, it will give rise to questions, confusion. We therefore hope that in future, political parties will immediately reject, and especially when such interference is made on the basis of race and religion.